University of Alaska at College, this is your university with your host, Steve Sherman.
Alaska's Bering Sea is second in size only to the Mediterranean. Its continental shelf is larger than that of all the other states combined. Its waters are rich in marine life, ranging from microscopic plants to whales. Yet little is known about the Bering Sea. Its high winds, shifting ice packs, and volcanic shoals have made the Bering the nemesis of mariners for centuries. This month, the University of Alaska oceanographers from the Institute of Marine Science will begin the first phase of long-term oceanographic exploration of the Bering. Here today to tell us what the University of Alaska researchers will be looking for is Dr. John Gehring, a biological oceanographer at the university. Dr. Gehring, what makes the Bering Sea so unusual and intriguing for oceanographers?
Well, perhaps one of the major things that has interested oceanographers about the Bering Sea is its extreme productivity. By this I mean the extreme or the large production of organic matter that goes on in the area. In fact, one of the highest values of photosynthetic fixation of carbon that's ever been measured in the open Pacific Ocean has been measured just north of Unimak Pass, which occurs in the Bering Sea. So from a biological point of view, it is quite interesting and unique. Also, the vast or extensive continental shelf is of interest to many because of the possible minerals that lie hidden there. By this, I mean there are potential of oil and gas production. You know about the various precious metals which are existing or thought to exist off the coast of Alaska near Nome, etc. So there is quite an interest in the continental shelf. And it's of interest to physical oceanographers because of the extreme surges of storms and because of it's covered by with ice part of the year.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the projects you'll be undertaking?
Well, we'll begin a study this year supported by the National Science Foundation, which will involve three major aspects. One of the primary projects, or one of the primary parts of the project, will be a study of the hydrography of the area just north of the Aleutian Chain. And this will include a study of the major current systems, and particularly we'll be interested in studying the mixing of Bering Sea water and Pacific Ocean water through the various passes of the chain. Another part of the study will be dealing with this production of organic matter that I mentioned earlier. And this will involve primarily of measuring rates of production of organic matter on a seasonal basis. Very little is known what goes on in the Bering Sea in the wintertime. Most of the work that's been done in the past has been done only in the summer, and we'd like to see what happens there in the winter.
In other words, you don't have any precedent study to refer to.
That's correct. Most of the work that's been done there, as I say, is summer, and we'd like to take a seasonal look. Mm-hmm. And concerning this productivity, we'll be spending our time mostly looking at the initial steps in the food chain. We'll be studying the photosynthetic fixation of carbon and the microscopic plants and animals, which, of course, form the basis for the complex food chain ending in such things as fish and mammals, which are very abundant in the area. And a third part of the study will be looking at some of the trace metal chemistry. In particular here, we'll be studying the influence of some of the metals such as copper and zinc on the production of organic matter. They are known to be important, and the exact importance is what we'd like to work out. And there's another sideline study here, which is also going to be started, which will be looking at the carbon dioxide cycle. We all know that carbon dioxide and water and sunlight, of course, give us the first product of photosynthesis, which is carbohydrate or sugar. And so the carbon dioxide cycle will be examined, since this is such an important area in the production of organic matter.
How long will all this take? Is there a time schedule of some sort that you have already?
This first phase dealing with the study that I just outlined will last 2 years, but we do intend to continue studying the Bering Sea for, who knows, until we know all we want to know.
Thank you, Dr. Gehring. Our guest today has been Dr. John Gehring, biological oceanographer of the Institute of Marine Science at the University of Alaska. I'm Steve Sherman.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska Department of News Service and radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.